What do you call the outside of an ear of corn? Is there a name?
The shell.
Okay. How about the thing that grows grows at the top of the corn stalk?
That's a pod.
Okay. Is there a name for that stringy stuff that you get on corn?
You what?
Is there... I think somebody's looking at it. String stuff is on a ear corn.
Yeah, so the silk.
How do you take that stuff off? In a good way.
That's one of the easiest jobs you have in preparing your corn.
Oh, really?
Get a nice little brush.
Yeah.
And boy, you can take that silk out of there. When you shuck your corn, you get all the silks off. Watch yourself. You can pull many of those silks out when you pull the shuck off. And then take it and don't wet the corn. Take it and brush it. Wet your brush now and then.
Well,
the silk is the word it bruises the grain of corn, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the
and
jobs you have.
You can just take the corn out of there just faster. You can brush that corn.
Wow. Okay, that's good.
Just shuck the corn.
Get all the silk off.
Brush.
Just a little hand brush. Well, many of those
silks out of there. Used to have to set and pick
and
it out. Pick it out
take
with
it and don't wet.
Fine pointed knife, you know.
Mm-hmm. Take it and
but
brush it.
That's all over with.
Wet your brush. No. Not still. Did you ever grow any things you make jack-o'-lanterns out of? That's big. Also make pie out of it.
That corn.
Kind of orange fruit or vegetable?
I don't just exactly understand what you mean. It's a fruit?
Well, yeah, I think so. It's kind of a big... Some of them get really big. You see them around Halloween.
Oh, pumpkins?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. I had a vine right out there come up volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
And that vine run all over that country, and there were people come here to see that. It was just out there volunteer, and a hole that I had dug there to put trash in, don't you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my filth. I think the business boy dug it with a bulldozer when they were doing some bulldozer work out here. And I'd just throw all my trash in there and get a bunch in there, and then I'd throw some dirt on top of that, don't you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and that pumpkin come up in there.
I had a vine right
on all over the place. I got 23 big pumpkins
and that
off that vine. And they
all
great big old fellas like that. Is that I called it, and I think that was the type that it was, the Connecticut cornfield.
And I hope that I
there is a pumpkin like that, Connecticut cornfield pumpkin. Then we have these little, what we call the little sugar pie pumpkins.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But I didn't grow any this year. I didn't. I had several volunteer vines come up out there, but this morning he asked me if I wanted him to save that pumpkin vine out there. I said, no, just go ahead and go on through it.
Mm-hmm.
Just go on. It's in high grass and it won't do anything anyway.
I called it. Mm-hmm. I think that I was. Are there different kinds of melons that you've grown?
Watermelons,
mm-hmm.
Cantaloupes.
Mm-hmm.
And the old cashaw, I've grown some of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's that old long green thing.
Oh, yeah, I saw one in the store the other day.
Yeah, you can make pies out of those things, or you can cut those things and bake them. Baste them with butter and stuff like that, or dressing.
Mm-hmm.
And bake it.
Oh, yeah.
And that's pretty good doings.
Yes, sir.